Joining us is the chairman of the Indiana State Democratic Party. He's Dan Parker. Dan, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex. How are you?
I'm well. Would you describe for our listeners the political makeup of your state, please?
You could really say that Indiana's three very different geographic regions. Northern Indiana really gravitates towards Chicago. A lot of ethnic voters up in the region, as we call it, near Lake Michigan. Central Indiana is a little bit more conservative around Indianapolis. And then we have Southern Indiana, which is along the Ohio River, which is a lot like Southern Ohio, a lot like Kentucky. We have very different regions. Indiana is the most manufacturing-dependent state in the country. Most of our workforce, 20%, works in manufacturing. So we are we're a little bit different state than the candidates have focused on.
How many Democrats are registered in the state, and what kind of growth have you seen in the last few months? Do you see the same kind of peaking of interest among people coming over and registering as Democrats as has happened elsewhere?
We do not register by party here in Indiana. You state your preference on primary day when you ask for your primary ballot, but on the state voter file, there is about 750,000 Democrats who have at one time voted in a Democratic primary.
But what you're saying is anyone can show up on primary day and say, I want to vote as a Democrat.
That is correct.
So you could see a big jump on election day.
We could see a big jump. Alex, in the last 20 years, the highest number of folks who have participated in our presidential primary was about 350,000, and that was 1992. I don't know what the increase is going to be, but I'm told that we could expect somewhere close to 750,000 voters on May 6th.
A poll I saw in the Indianapolis Star in the last couple of days gives Senator Obama about a 5-point lead in the state. Do you think that's accurate?
I think it's probably very close. There's been a couple of polls coming out showing Senator Clinton ahead. There's been a couple of polls showing Senator Obama ahead. I really think that Indiana is just going to be a very, very close competitive state, primarily because both candidates can claim some advantages that might give them an edge. I mean, obviously, Senator Obama is from the state next door, and 20% of Democratic primary voters get their television from Chicago. Senator Clinton has the backing of the most popular Democrat in the state, Senator Bayh, and her economic message is probably going to play very well in a lot of our manufacturing towns where the economy is the number one issue.
You've declared your support for Senator Clinton. That was back in October, but things look a lot different in the Democratic race now than they did then.
That is correct. There's the 5 superdelegates for Senator Clinton and 3 for Senator Obama. But, you know, I just believe that her message focusing on the economy is going to play very, very well here. And Hoosier love a fighter. So I think she's going to do very, very well, but it's going to be close.
Dan Parker is chairman of the Democratic Party in the state of Indiana, the primary in 2 weeks. Dan, thank you and good luck with things.
Alex, thank you.